You are listening to Reverend Dr. Rob White from the AULC Ministries. You can find us on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, TuneIn Radio and TalkShoe. Be sure to visit www.aulc.us for more free resources.
Our scripture text for today is found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19 and verses 25 to 30. Starting at verse 16. To what should I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to each other, "We played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We sang a lament, but you didn't mourn. For John did not come eating or drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." And then jumping to verse 25, at that time Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, because this was your good pleasure. All things have been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son desires to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. All of you, take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Hello and welcome to the AULC Ministries. I am Dr. Rob White and here is this week's message. Have you ever seen someone who is attached to a parachute float down to the ground? That sort of happening catches our attention, partly because it seems peaceful, but also exciting. Although many people use parachutes to assist them with their work, such as firefighters who sometimes need parachutes when they fight forest fires, other people like to parachute just for fun. It is an exciting, yet dangerous sport called skydiving. Can you imagine what it must feel like to jump out of an airplane for the first time, eventually open the parachute and then drift to the ground? People who want to learn to skydive must work with an instructor. After much instruction and many conversations about safety, the student prepares to make the first jump. The instructor straps the student to himself and the two jump from the airplane together. By being close to the teacher, the student learns exactly what to do to make a successful landing. Jesus talked about being close to a teacher when he said, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me." Matthew chapter 11 verse 29. A yoke is like a harness that is put over the shoulders of animals so they can work together to pull a heavy load. Jesus, as a teacher, offers this kind of closeness to each one of us. Just as a student, learning to parachute for the first time, needs a lot of instruction, we learn how to live good lives by studying the Bible and praying. And, just as a beginning skydiver needs to be very close to the instructor on that first jump, we are reminded to stay close to God, working together and gaining strength from God who loves us. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. You have probably said it hundreds of times or have heard it said. What does that mean? It means, of course, that the weekend is coming Saturday and Sunday, days when we can sleep in or play or spend time with our families or get caught up with chores. TGIF. I work with a guy that just loves to work. We always kid him about this. We would tell him that most people say TGIF, but he would say TGIM, thank God it's Monday. Thank God I can get back to work. In truth, work can be a pleasure. It all depends on the work we are doing and who we are doing it with. If we are doing important work and doing it well and enjoying the people with whom we're working, work can be one of the best parts of our lives. But those, of course, are a lot of ifs. Many people hate their work. I feel sorry for them, because we spend lots of time at work, too much time to be miserable. The people with whom we work are important. How do we relate to them? Are we in competition or members of a team? Are we pulling in different directions or the same direction? Are we playing win, lose or win, win? A lot depends on managers. Are they encouragers or discouragers? Do they organize well? Do they treat us as valued employees? Do they encourage us to help each other? A lot depends on the people who make the rules. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus talks about yokes. A yoke was a work tool. It was an important part of the workplace. A yoke was a piece of wood that the farmer placed across the necks of oxen to enable them to work together to pull a plow. The yoke spanned the necks of two oxen so they could combine their pulling power. A load that would be too much for one ox might be a piece of cake for two. But a lot depended on the farmer. How did he treat the oxen? Did he ram the plow too deeply in the ground? Did he load the cart too heavily? Did he use a whip? And a lot depended on the yoke. A too heavy yoke would add to the burden. A badly fitted yoke would rub the oxen's necks raw. Some carpenters had a special talent for making yokes. If an ox could pray, it would pray for a talented yoke maker, someone with an eye for the contours of an ox's shoulder, someone who could judge how much space to leave between the neckpieces. The ox would pray for a yoke maker who would take the time to fit the yoke well, who would polish the wood, who would sand the splinters. As you know, Joseph was a carpenter. He would have begun teaching Jesus the art of carpentry as soon as Jesus was old enough to hold a tool. As Jesus grew, he would learn a little more each day. At some point, Jesus, too, would become a master carpenter. There was a legend about Jesus. According to the legend, Jesus carved excellent yokes. According to the legend, people came from near and far to buy yokes from Jesus. It was worth their while to seek out Jesus, because a Jesus yoke would wear comfortably all day. A Jesus yoke would enable oxen to do more work and to do it more happily. It's just a legend, but it smacks of the truth. We know that Joseph was a carpenter. We know that he would have taught Jesus his trade. It's likely that, as a carpenter, Jesus made ox yokes. If he did, I am sure that he made him well. But in our scripture today, Jesus spoke of yokes for people, not oxen. He said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30. The rabbis sometimes spoke of God's law as a yoke for people to bear. God intended the law to be comfortable, and some people found it so. The psalmist said, "Yahweh's law is perfect, restoring the soul. Yahweh's testimony is sure, making wise the simple. Yahweh's ordinances are true, and righteous altogether." Psalm chapter 19 verses 7, 9. Here's what the psalmist meant. He meant that we can trust God's law. He meant that God's law is a faithful guide. He meant that even a not very bright person could get along just fine by following God's law. But in the hands of the rabbis, the laws had become a heavy burden. The rabbis took a simple law, such as don't work on the Sabbath, and, by the time they were through with it, you needed a PhD to figure out what you could and couldn't do. The rabbis wrote one big book after another explaining every jot and tittle of the law. They said, you have to know all these things to keep God's law. You have to do all these things to keep God happy. And the people despaired, because nobody could do all those things. But if the rabbis had a talent for making life complicated, Jesus had a talent for making it simple. The rabbis said, you have to know everything in these books we have written. But Jesus said, whatever you desire for men to do to you, you shall also do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. When Jesus said, for this is the law and the prophets, he meant, that's all you need to know. Just do to others as you would have them do to you. That covers all the bases. His summary of the law was, whatever you desire for men to do to you, you shall also do to them. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. How could it get simpler than that? When a lawyer asked Jesus what was the most important commandment, he said that there are two important commandments. Love God, love your neighbor. He said, the whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Matthew chapter 22 verse 40. What Jesus meant was this. He meant, love God and love your neighbor. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to do. How could it get simpler than that? You don't need a PhD in Jewish law to please God. You just have to love God. You just have to love your neighbor. 1:2. As the young people would say, duh. In other words, it's obvious. On April 11, 1970, Apollo 13 launched on its journey to the moon. But 2 days later, the mission had to be aborted because of an explosion. The astronauts had to move to the lunar module to use it as a lifeboat. They had to shut down power in the command module to conserve its batteries for re-entry. There were many problems to solve if the crew was to be saved. One problem was how to steer when firing the lunar module engine for a course correction. They finally decided that their best hope was to look through the window at a fixed object in space, steering to keep that object always in view. If they could keep that object in view, they had a chance of getting home. The object that they chose was the planet Earth. Jim Lovell sat at the window and, as the rocket fired, he did his best to steer so that he could see the Earth. He succeeded, and the astronauts eventually made it safely back to planet Earth. That's a lot like our task as Christians. We need to keep Jesus always in view as we go through life. We need to let him guide us in the right direction. When we learn to do that, our troubles will drop away, and we will find rest for our souls. How could he make it simpler than that? Lots of people want to make the Christian life complicated. They are like the rabbis of Jesus's day. They want to make us jump through lots of hoops. They want to impose lots of rules. But Jesus makes it simple. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Being a Christian isn't always easy. But the rules in the Jesus kingdom are simple. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Come to Jesus and learn from him. And then you will find rest for your soul. This is our Lord's message for this Lord's Day. I hope you get a blessing out of this. Thank you very much for watching. I hope to see you all again next week. Go out this week and be a blessing and be blessed. The more you are a blessing, the more you will be blessed.